Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Israel is the greatest sign that we are living in the end times. That's the headline. David Nolan, a Middle East journalist, comes to give us the details behind this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Basically, you're an historian who is reporting on current events, those historic events that we can look back on.
An ongoing story in the 90s, and that was, of course, the huge flux of Jews that moved to Israel from the then crumbled Soviet Union, coming from all over the place, the Soviet satellite states. And I did dozens of stories about their arrival at the airport and their assimilation in the land and how life was for them over the years and that sort of thing. And of course, the Ethiopian Aliyah as well was another highlight. Again, knowing, as I did and most of my colleagues did not, that this was all prophesied. But the Bible said, I'll bring you back from north, south, east, and west, the four corners of the earth, bring you back to your land. And I've seen the population triple from just over 3 million to nearly 9 million Jews there today. So those are all miracles. And just every day, as you know, you've lived there, every day you just see the miracle of Bible prophecy being fulfilled because you're literally living in the middle of it.
The recent signing of the peace agreements between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, they're just about ready to sign that agreement. That is a part of how prophecy is coming better into focus on a daily basis. So to be able to report the political today, watching it, setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled, that's an exciting opportunity for any person at any time. Isn't it, David?
Oh, absolutely, Jimmy. And you know, and I think most of your listeners will know that the Psalm said that when the Lord's favor returned to Jerusalem, in other words, when he was favoring that city again, building it up again, and in the context of Jews being back there and ruling there and living there, that would be the era that the Lord would return to earth. So until you see that happening 300 or 400 years ago, the Lord wasn't coming back because his favor hadn't yet come upon it. But we've seen that in our era, our modern era, and I've been reporting that all these years and looking at the skies because he is coming back. And Israel is the sign of all signs that we're in that time period, and that is thrilling indeed.
David Nolan, a journalist in the Middle East, sharing the historic events that he has covered over some 35 years. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Dave's coverage of historic events in the Middle East is also the account of the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible that helps us to recognize that the Jewish state of Israel and the events happening there are tangible evidence that we are in the times of the end, a time when Jesus Christ will come to take us to be with him forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...